As she arrived for a rally in Charlottesville last week, a crowd of supporters burst into applause. And no wonder. Leslie Coburn's credentials appeal to many in this prosperous and sophisticated town. She grew up in San Francisco, was one of the first women to graduate from Yale, and is a former producer at 60 Minutes. She's married to Andrew Coburn, Washington editor of Harper's Magazine, owns a home in Georgetown where she's entertained the likes of Mick Jagger, and her positions are those of a progressive liberal Democrat. In short, you might expect that Coburn would have trouble connecting with a largely rural Republican district. But State Party Chair Susan Swecker says Coburn has earned strong support in the district, which runs from the North Carolina border to Northern Virginia.
Leslie's put over 72,000 miles on her car going all over this big district, and I've seen an upsurge of support everywhere I go.
For one thing, she is a farmer, having lived full-time in Rappahannock County for 11 years. For another, Swecker says Coburn is the candidate who thinks health care is a human right.
The fear of losing your health care, the fear that your pre-existing conditions are going to be repealed. I mean, people just want to get up in the morning and go to work knowing that if their child or spouse gets ill, they'll be taken care of.
She's also the candidate who stands up against Donald Trump, and that has won her support from some moderate Republicans like Ricky Armstrong, a high school teacher from Mecklenburg County.
I voted for Reagan, Bush 1, Dole, Bush 2 the first time around, and by the time I got to the Iraq War, I decided that the Republican Party, they no longer believe in anything logical or sensible.
Then there's the question of money. Her opponent has about $912,000. Coburn collected more than $2.4 million, money raised in part by her daughter, film and TV star Olivia Wilde.
I remember, you know, when I told her I wanted to be an actress at a really young age, and by 12 I was already noticing that, gosh, this doesn't happen to many people, and what if it's impossible? She said, many, many people will tell you it's impossible. Just look forward to proving them wrong.
Also campaigning for Coburn, Wilde's partner Jason Sudeikis, an alum of Saturday Night Live, who says his mother-in-law called her friend and show producer Lorne Michaels when she learned the relationship was getting serious.
Okay, give me the straight dope on this guy. Is he good for my daughter? And Lauren had my back and was like, thumbs up. But I love that Mom did the recon. She did.
Coburn has reached out to the black community, campaigning with civil rights hero and Congressman John Lewis. And she's won support from students at UVA, where activist Shannon Mooney says registration is up.
We've had an insane amount of people register to vote. We've been doing this massive voter turnout push. We've been registering people 5 days a week on grounds.
Coburn, she adds, is especially appealing to young women.
Things got bad enough. We finally had to step in and say, we'll take it from here. We'll fix it.
Polls show the race is extremely close, but Coburn is making plans for her first day in Congress.
We've already gotten permission to take the office door off the hinges. So we're going to get a big crowd, take it off the hinges so that everybody can come into that office.
Tomorrow we'll meet her opponent, Denver Riggleman, a former military man who runs a distillery in Nelson County and is equally confident of victory. I'm Sandy Houseman.